So we're our next two guests. Joining us on the ticket hotline is the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones. We visit with him each morning after a Cowboy game. Morning, Jerry.
Doing fine this morning. How are you?
I'm fine. That was a disappointing loss.
It was. It was very disappointing, obviously, and we'd really hoped to get up there and get a win in that cold weather, and of course that didn't help us out any, but I'm not making any excuses, but I am. And well, I thought I'd go ahead and bring Wade on here because I'm sure people want to hear his explanation for why this team did so poorly. First of all, Wade, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Jerry.
Second of all, Wade, you're fired. No, I'm kidding, but I might not be. Trying to see your reaction before I tell you whether I'm kidding or not. What's your reaction?
Well, I don't know, Jerry. I'm still trying to wake up. I'm all snuggled up here in bed. I ain't thawed out yet, Jared. Dang, it was cold yesterday. I still got all my footy pajamas. I used one of them hot water bladders last night, Jerry.
A hot water bladder?
Yeah, put that up my bed underneath the covers, keep me all warm. In that 1800s of me, Jerry?
That's very 1800s of you. What happened in the game, Wade?
Well, I'm sorry, Jerry. I'm sorry we lost that game. I thought we had it. You were so nice to me before the game. Got me that... a new outfit for Christmas that I wore, and a big jacket. It's so good and so comfy. And
did you like the way Gene sewed those mittens onto the sleeves?
Yeah. That was real nice. That was a nice personal touch on there with my initials on there. And I kept so warm yesterday, Jerry, but you know those mittens? Now that you mentioned it, kind of made it hard to hold them charts. You know, that was kind of hard to do, and I'm not really sure what's on those charts, Jerry.
Well, I told you those are your defensive plays and your two-point conversion charts. You're supposed to learn those things, study it.
Well, I didn't know what they said in the first half, so I just threw them in the locker room and colored some good pictures and took those back out there. Colored Barney and Baby Bop.
Oh, my God.
I didn't have a green crayon, Jerry, and I made Baby Bop purple, too. You think that's all right, Jerry?
All right, listen. You mean to tell me the whole second half you were just holding two colored pictures of Baby Bob and Barney?
Yeah. I was kind of distracted playing that Heinz 57 field. Yeah, you can put Heinz 57 on just about anything, Jerry. Hot dogs, hamburgers, french fries, steaks, butter, bratwurst, spaghetti, ice cream, Captain Crunch. You can put it on just about anything, Jerry.
You put Heinz 57 on Captain Crunch?
Oh, yeah. You gotta try it sometime, Jerry.
And ice cream. You put it on ice cream.
All right. You're from Arkansas. You probably like it.
And you put Heinz 57 on just straight butter and then eat it?
Yeah. I got distracted by that fact that it's, well, Heinz Field. And I was distracted because I could just see that warm cup of buttermilk waiting for me in the locker room, Jerry. Dang, it was cold out there.
Well, you love buttermilk, don't you?
Now, let me ask you.
You do, Junior. Love buttermilk.
Yep.
Yep.
In the third quarter.
Yep.
I'm sitting there and I'm making my Super Bowl plans. I even called up down there in Tampa and booked the biggest suite they had in Tampa. And now I'm going to have to cancel that.
Well, yeah, I'll go ahead and cancel that too, Jerry. I don't think we're making it. It doesn't look too good. We still got Baltimore and New York and Philadelphia. It doesn't look good at all, Jerry. And
well, I wish you'd be a little bit more concerned about it while these games are going on instead of standing down there on the sidelines like the Michelin Man or something yesterday.
Well, I felt bad. You know, I was all warm and toasty, but I felt bad for the players that didn't have sleeves, including Tony Romo. And dang, Jerry, that's my fault, too. I left that bag of sleeve shirts at the DFW airport.
You mean you were in charge of bringing the sleeves?
Yeah. And I left the bag there. I was in line to get some pizza and hamburgers at the terminal, and I just left it there. And I'm sorry, but I didn't realize how much I love hamburgers. Too much, I'm afraid.
Well, you're half fired for that.
Half fired?
And I'm also sorry about that fourth quarter, too, Jerry.
That was horrible, that fourth quarter. What happened? You giving up big plays? You got turnovers happening?
Yeah, but that wasn't the biggest problem. The biggest problem is... about 10 minutes left, you know, we're up by 10, things are going well. The only problem is I had to go tinkle, Jerry. I was dressed up in that outfit you gave me and got my big jacket on, my mittens, my snow pants, my long underwear. And there's no way I can get all that stuff off, Jerry, during the timeout and go tinkle.
So what'd you do?
Wet in my britches.
Oh, my God.
But you know, it wasn't so bad. That's why he couldn't show up on television. It froze, Jerry, in about 30 seconds. It's kind of funny, really. Ain't that something, Jerry? You can freeze your tank along the sideline.
You mean to tell me that while our team's out there losing at the end of the game,
yeah,
you had a tinkle sickle in your pants?
Yeah. Ain't that something, Jerry? That's a dang to say. Well, I guess we're getting ready for the Giants now.
Well, you better, and I'm telling you, I'm not thinking that you hoodwinked me into giving you this job. And I need to tell you, I didn't just be born on the turnip truck yesterday.
Hey, speaking of hood, who was that guy over there that was in that movie? Was it Blade or Demolition Man? I didn't know that actor was the head coach of the Steelers.
Wesley Snipes is not the head coach of the Steelers.
Oh, that's what I thought that was.
No, now hang up the phone and get ready for the next game.
All right, see you later, Jerry.
Wow, the things we learned.
Oh, it's incredible what they went through on the sideline yesterday. 8:49 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.